head up north now. We're going to have a chat to Tony Gollan after this performance on Saturday. Stamp Zoo Style is one of the most promising horses in Australia.
300 metres left to run, and Zoo Style bounding along out in front. 2-3 to Chester. Outback Barbie is the one giving the chasing, but Zoo Style, 100 metres left to go in front. Outback Barbie is running on strongly. The post will beat her. Zoo Style wins again. Ease down, Zoo Style. Beat home Outback Barbie. A Gollan Quinella.
Five undefeated, and it was a Gollan Quinella, and it's great to have a chat to Tony Gollan. Good morning, Tony. Congratulations on the win and the Quinella.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, it was a terrific race.
Gee, this boy's good. How good is he?
Not sure yet. Sort of nowhere near the bottom of him, I don't think. He's only quite a young horse. He's still young looking, and you know, he's still got a lot of furnishing to do, and therefore when he does that, I think there's a lot more improvement in him. So I don't think we know how good he is yet, but he's pretty good with what he's doing at the moment.
Well, he's never even come under pressure at his races up north. What do you think's his best distance, or what do you think he can get out to? Is he purely a speed horse?
I think he'll get 1,400 quite okay. I mean, I think the weekend's run, to me anyway, showed that. I think Brad had to do a little bit on him to cross on the weekend, just where he was drawn, and no sooner he got across, he just asked him to come back, and you could just see the horse relaxed right underneath him. So, you know, his ability to be able to conserve energy mid-race will certainly hold him in good stead to get... to get the 1,400. Brad always thought last time in that the horse would run a mile, but you know, whether he would get that or not, I'm not sure. We may never have to worry about that, but I do think 7 furlong won't be a problem, but at the moment he's pretty good at 1,200.
Now, he's not in the Magic Millions because he didn't get to go through the sale as a young horse. Was there an issue with him?
Yeah, he had some x-ray issues as a yearling and therefore was withdrawn from Magic Millions. He was entered in Easter as well, and I just still didn't subside enough to warrant going through the sale there. So he was withdrawn from, you know, two of the premier sales in the country, and they had to do some remodelling sort of surgery to the horse as a yearling, and they did say to the surgeon at the time that, it you know, obviously it's not ideal selling for a sales point of view, but it wouldn't bother him racing, and it's certainly not.
And has he shown any signs of wear and tear or any unsoundness?
No, he's got beautiful clean joints and everything on him, and he's never had an issue really. So we've had a pretty straightforward time with him, which has been fortunate for us. We gave him the time early due to the issues as a yearling. He didn't sort of get going until late in the two-year-old season, and that was probably the God's sake for him, giving him time, and not a problem after that.
Now, you've got a decision to make, because if he goes onto the Voro plate, which is over 1350, he can win a $500,000 summer series bonus. What are you going to do?
Not sure yet. I'm going to keep him in work for a few more days this week anyway and have a look at him and sort of make a decision later in the week with the owners and all that. So we're not going to make a decision just yet, but initially he's come through the run on the weekend very well. We've got two or three days before we decide which way we may or may not go. It'd
be hard to see him getting beaten in that race, wouldn't it?
Oh, look.
Or would 1350 be a worry at this point in time?
No, probably not. Distance, for me, I don't see it as a huge concern, but, you know, do I have to go there in 2 weeks or do I better off giving him a break and bringing him back and maybe stretching him out that trip next year. I'm not sure. I'll just be guided by how the horse does. I am mindful of the fact that each time he's gone around, he's run exceptional time, and the weekend was no exception. So I really don't want to get to the bottom of the horse this preparation. So that's in the back of my mind at this point in time as well.
Well, you've trained the Boom Brothers. You know what Group 1 horses are like, and I heard you on Sky say that you think this could be the best that you've ever had.
Yeah, look, at this point in his career, you know, he's very promising. He's doing things that neither of them two could do at this stage of their careers. And it's all about how he improves and how we look after him, I suppose, and just how the horse continues to come back after each prep. I knew I had a better horse this prep than I had last time. And just working with this animal, I'm positive once we put him away and bring him back, we'll have a better horse again. So I think time's on this horse's side. He's got his best racing still well and truly ahead of him. So with that in mind, I do think he could possibly be the best horse I've trained, for sure.
Would you be looking at something during Sydney?
The autumn might come around a little bit quick, but yet again, they're all decisions we've got to have with the owner. The autumn does come up very fast off this summer period, and I think he's a horse that I'd like to give a nice spell to again, another 6 weeks off after he finishes his prep and then come back. So that'll probably rule the autumn out, but yet again, we've got to sit down with the owners and work out all the ways we can or cannot go into next year.
Good time to have a pretty good sprinter in Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Australia's got plenty of them, that's the problem, but it's a very tough arena with the short course horses, and look, he's only just making his way through his grades, but he couldn't be more impressive with what he's done so far, and Saturday was his biggest test, and he passed with flying colours.
You would have been wrapped with Outback Barbie, the way she finished as well. She was taking a fair bit of ground off him quickly at the end.
She was brilliant. She's such a good little filly this. She's just been so unlucky in her career, really. She only won the two races, but, you know, I'm confident with her too, that her best racing is still ahead of her. She's come through her run on the weekend brilliantly, just like she did her first up run. And, you know, looking at her yesterday and the reports back from the stables this morning is that she's better than what she was on Saturday. So I'm really looking forward to her heading towards the Magic Beans.
Anything else from the stable we should be looking forward to over the next couple of weeks? Have you got a smart two-year-old we haven't seen as yet?
Oh, I don't think we have, actually. I think we got a filly, the Country Cocktail, run second the other day in a race in town, and whether she can make the Magic Beans field or not, I'm not sure yet. Depends what happens in the next few weeks. But so one of them early seasons with the two-year-olds where a few things have gone here nor there, but we'll have a few nice two-year-olds coming out after Christmas and whatnot, but probably won't see a bunch of anything too championish coming out before Christmas.
Well, Tane, you've got the superstar going up and running very well at the moment. Well done. We'll wait to find out what the future holds with Zoo Style.
Thanks very much. Cheers.